Welcome to the audio podcast of My Pastor Christian.
If any man have ears to hear, let him hear. These two things actually grant you access into having more in God. What you hear and how you hear. Because what you hear and how you hear is what determines what you become. So, what you hear and how you hear is what gives you access into more in God. Hearing adds to what you have. The more you hear, the wiser you become. Therefore, take heed how ye what hear.
Now, your glorious word.
Thank you so much for the joy in our hearts. We give you all the glory. Tonight, have your way, precious Holy Spirit. Speak to us. May we hear your very voice and cause us even to make great move in our lives by virtue of your word and your spirit, even in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah. Hallelujah. Last week I started to share with you on, can the life of a child of God be manipulated by the devil? It's a question we are trying to answer by the word of God. I think ignorance of spiritual realities make people actually arrogant. And that arrogance makes them lose a lot of things before they realize it. So it's important we know the word of God concerning these things so that we are not ignorant of them. And by that ignorance, no arrogance rises in our hearts. Praise God. We said last week that it's not supposed to be so. We are now new creatures in Christ Jesus, seated far above principalities and powers. Okay? But you see, quoting 2 Corinthians 5:17, I hope you know what is there. What is there? He's a new creation or creature, right? All things are what? Behold, all things are become what? Okay, so this scripture must actually become a weapon of war, not an excuse from confrontation. So you don't just say, oh, because I'm a new creature in Christ Jesus, nothing really matters again in my background, for that matter. So it's like you are excusing yourself from what can happen. I hope you are getting the point. So it should rather be seen as a weapon of war and not an excuse from what? Confrontation. I hope you just got what I said. Good. So last week we saw how that the works of the flesh is actually the first opening by which the devil can manipulate the life of a child of God. So the permission we give him through the works of the flesh is what he has. I hope you are getting the point. Now we saw that anger and hatred, fornication, adultery, all of them are in the same list as witchcraft. So if you can allow fornication, what makes you think you can block witchcraft? I hope you are getting the point. So the devil, Paul the Apostle said, we are not ignorant of his devices, his schemes, how he goes about his things, the strategies he uses. And there he was talking about how that if we are not a people who forgive easily, then the devil can take advantage of us. I hope you're here last week. You got it? So I gave you an assignment. I said, go home and read Galatians 5 from verse 19. Did you read it? Some people didn't read it. I can see on your forehead. I can see how tensed you are here. You didn't read. Hallelujah. Make sure you love the scriptures, reading of the scriptures. It will illuminate your life. Then we discussed the lack of spiritual alertness. Do you remember? Then we saw how in Acts chapter 16, from 16 to 19, there was even a young lady who was using the spirit of divination. Okay? And she looked like she was prophesying. She was actually prophesying. But it was not with the spirit of God. And Paul and his team couldn't pick it in the first instance. Until the Bible says Paul was grieved in the spirit. Then he turned and he said, this is not the spirit of God. I rebuke you. Come out of here. So all the prophecies, where were they from? So in spiritual alertness, I just want to talk to you about just two things before I add on to today, okay? Now, spiritual alertness in the area of discerning which spirit is at work, whether it's the spirit of God or another spirit. I think sometimes we think that is something that is a preserve or reserved for men of God. If there is a male sitting by you or a female sitting by you, look at them and say, you are a child of God. Good. Then I want you to say another thing. Tell the person, you are equally a target of the devil the same way the man of God is. Say, tell. So don't think that descending of spirits is there for just men of God. You as a child of God should be able to pick it, because when you come in contact with an agent who is using another spirit other than the spirit of God, you can be bewitched if you are not sensitive. I say you can be what? Bewitched. When somebody is using sorcery, you see, other translations will say magic. Those in the occult regions and those that belong to all those secret societies, they use other spirits. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Now, we see from the scripture how that even the apostles came in contact. The Bible says whole cities could be bewitched. The book of Acts. I think some of us, we only see bewitchment in movies. So we think, as for us, we can never fall under the influence of bewitchment. Acts chapter 8. You can enter a place, and if you are not spiritually sensitive, and you come in contact with certain agents from certain places who are not using the spirit of God, who want everybody to say yes to what they say, you can be bewitched. I don't know if you are getting. So when even it is evil, you can't see it. So our boss who says this, you realize that your mind is being manipulated. I hope you are getting the point. This is an area I really want you to understand by the Spirit of God. So that at every point in time, you can pick it up. No. It doesn't matter how nice it looks. This thing, no. I'm not okay here. Let me look at it again. Because many destinies have been destroyed. Because they got in contact with someone who seemingly was looking and working wonders, but could not discern by which spirit that is happening. And their lives got messed up. I hope you are here. Yes. For example, one of my sons told me, I think he's here, but I will use this example anyway. It's a very good example for what I'm saying. I will use it. Amen. Tell me, man of God, use it. Good. So I'm using it by your permission. He told me that, you know, he was doing some traveling documents. Then a friend of the father told him that he's delaying. Let me take you somewhere. Okay. Yes. So he took him to a certain whatever prophet, whatever. Then the prophet gave him something to come and bath with. I told him, if you do, I will see it. I will never touch you again. By the time you realize you have collected things to swallow, things to bath, things to... You see, then I told him, haven't you seen many travel from this church? So there is no power enough here to make you travel. Now somebody has to take you somewhere to collect something to bath. Are you getting what I'm saying? Yeah. Somebody have pasted for many years. Now is going to collect something to bath. In order to what? To travel. Can you imagine? Yes. I've not mentioned any name.
No, not at all.
So sometimes some people don't know where the womanizing spirit came from. I was not like this. I was not like this. Where did this thing come from? And they cannot discern. Probably they came in contact with someone who was... Anyway, Acts chapter 8. From verse number 8. So, it says, Philip had gone to preach, in the city of Samaria, and there was great joy in the city because people had received the gospel. Okay, then in verse 8, the word of God says, and there was great joy in that city. Verse 9, but there was a certain man called Simon, which before time in the same city used sorcery and bewitched the people of Samaria. He used sorcery and bewitched the people of Samaria. What was he using sorcery to do? To bewitch. So there's nothing he will tell you you won't do. I believe in the Spirit of God moving and people being told to do things. And they do it under the influence of the Spirit, right? Yes. But I tell you, one using sorcery can tell you to go and empty your bank accounts and you go and empty it. And it's not the Holy Ghost. How do you think that people are convinced to sleep with the person they call their pastor? No, how do you think they are convinced to be bathed at the seaside? And sometimes they are tongue-talking believers. And they couldn't discern. What is this? I don't feel comfortable. Have you ever felt, I don't feel comfortable with this thing? Or you've never felt it. Your spiritual sensitivity is going to be sharpened. You begin to say, I don't feel comfortable with this thing. Please hold on. Let me go and pray some more. I think probably some people have even been given things to drink. They didn't know that it was somebody's blood they were drinking. Please, are you getting it? So now look at this. This guy is bewitching a whole city. And if you are a child of God and you are there and you are not sensitive to know that this is what is controlling the people of this city, to be able to handle those things, when even you come in contact with the agents of such a person, how would you know? I said, I pray that your sensitivity will be so sharp. You will pick it. I don't feel good about this thing. I pray you get it. Hallelujah. Now, let me proceed. This was not the only sorcerer that was using sorcery to bewitch. There was also another guy called Bar Jesus. So you see, the apostles met agents who were bewitching people with what? Sorcery. So, let me just use the word magic for you to understand. Listen, to try to manipulate you, okay, to do what you are not even supposed to do. Can he enter the child of God's life? How does he do it? I said, when we come in contact with agents who are not necessarily using the Spirit of God, and we are not sensitive, because I'm talking about spiritual alertness. How do you explain this? The person is in church. Somebody meets the person outside. Then he says, go and bring me laptops and phones. Okay. Then she enters the church. There are many people having rehearsal. Can I have your phone? I'm checking something. I'll bring it to you. Can I have your phone? I'm checking something. Can I have your phone? I'm checking something. This is your laptop. Can I just check something? And all of them don't... where is she taking them to? Until she had gone to give it all to the guy and the guy was gone. Then they said, where is my phone? Can you imagine? What did the guy do to her? This is not story. I'm talking about something that happened. You see, I'm from a far distance. I came to see my brother. When I came, my brother is not there. But you see, I came to show my brother gold. I'm bringing it to that place where... look, I want to give you some of the gold. Kindly accompany me to this place. By the time you realize your phone is gone, and you say, why couldn't you pick it right away? This guy is... there is something they use, which are spirits that can be with you. Anyway, maybe you've not met some before, but the reason why the Holy Ghost will make me share this is because probably you're about to meet some. Hello. Share your number. Share number. You're sending number beyond. Ko empty and momo and you home. Ukwa alao kasha. You see, and you, all, how intelligent you are, you couldn't pick that. And by the time you realize you had sent 1,000, 2,000, 1,500. And you said, Brana Scane. He said, it's you that must pay me. What do they use? There are things under people's tongues. There are marks on people's tongues that whatever they will say, what have they have eaten things and have contacted spirits. He says, this Simon had bewitched the whole city of Samaria. A whole city could be bewitched. And you are a believer, you live in that city. You say you cannot fall under its influence. You better be sensitive. Am I communicating at all? Especially when you are desperate, be careful. Many children of God, because of desperation, meet agents and they don't know they have met agents because all they want is a breakthrough. They don't check anything, no discernment, nothing. All they want is a breakthrough. So I was expecting some money to do something. So when the guy said that, go to the Momo agent, you have won something, you know. Ooh, I'm going to get money to buy what I really wanted. Couldn't pick it. I pray in the name of Jesus. Sensitivity of the spirit to pick the signals when you come in contact with spirits that are not of the Lord. Yeah. Yeah. Many lives have been destroyed. Sometimes you don't hear some of them, so you think many lives. By the time they realized, man of God had man of God them. People of God. Please don't forget that the agenda of the wicked, he says he came to steal, to kill, and to what? To destroy. Don't forget that. Don't forget that. Now, King Saul was anointed of God. At 1 Samuel 28. Please, I hope you are following. This is not what I really wanted to handle tonight. I'm just adding up so that I can go to what we have to handle tonight. 1 Samuel 28:3. As a child of God, never be deceived by somebody. Oh, this one there is just a visa we are going. Oh, this one, it won't, nothing will happen. We are just going to ask from this place. And you know it's not the Spirit of God at work there. It's not the house of God you are going to. You see, I'm showing you how can the life of the child of God be manipulated by the devil. When you come in contact with such places, then you are a child of God. You'll be surprised where children of God will go and step just because they want something. Just example of, I want to travel, so go and collect something to bath. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? That, do you know what I told him? I said, the man who is taking you somewhere to go and collect something to bath, if what they are bathing makes them travel, his children would have been first. His children would have bathed. The thing would have finished from the man's place. And they would have. That's why I told him. I said, look, if this thing they are bathing makes them go, his children would have gone first, not you. Say, come and collect and bath. Is bathing something wrong? Another day. Of course, you bath Medisoft. So bathing something is not wrong. Don't you bath with Medisoft or any other soap? Don't you bath with sponge? Yes, of course. Yes. Water. Yes. But I'm talking about coming in contact with spirits and you couldn't discern. Now, in this story in 1 Samuel 28 from verse 3, Saul the king has offended God. So now when God speaks, he cannot hear. But he by all means wants a prophetic word. And you know where he goes for it? Not one with the Spirit of God, but to one using familiar spirits. You see, now this is an anointed king. Never let somebody deceive you and say, oh, let's go here. This man is very hot. Be careful. Now, Samuel was dead. And all Israel had lamented him and buried him in Ramah, even in his own city. And Saul had put away those that had familiar spirits and wizards out of the land. You see, those people who don't believe there's wizardry, there's witchcraft. This is the Bible we are reading, people of God. Oh, I wrote it. First Samuel. The next verse. And the Philistines gathered themselves together and came and pitched in Shunem. And Saul gathered all Israel together and pitched in Gilboa. And when Saul saw the host of the Philistines, he was afraid. Say, he was afraid. Come on, say it. He was afraid. You see, now he couldn't trust in God anymore because of fear. Later we'll talk about fear. And his heart greatly trembled. So look at what is influencing his decision now. Not faith, but fear. Why do many people leave church to visit a fetish priest, some spiritualist somewhere? And be careful. The moment somebody says he's a spiritualist, be careful. Because spirituality doesn't mean Jehovah, doesn't mean God. Anything that says I'm a spiritualist. Because spirits abound. So it's not the Holy Ghost, but spirit. I'm a spiritualist. So Saul now wanted a spiritualist. And this is an anointed king. Now the next verse. And when Saul inquired of the Lord answered him not, neither by dreams. So prophecy is not the only way by which God speaks to us. So don't be desperate. Can be bitter me. 1 John 3:2. I'm not saying let's read it too. So say me can be bitter. So, but you see, people are itchy ears. John 12:8. We are going to fast and pray. When you sleep, the Lord will give you a dream. It's not only by prophecies, chinchina, somebody should. And when Saul inquired of the Lord answered him not, neither by dreams, nor by Urim. Okay. Urim. Say Urim. Urim. Say it. So Ur. Ur is light. 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 Singular. Im is plural. So lights. So the Lord, what is the light of God? The light of God is his word. The entrance of thy word giveth light. So you see, in the New Testament, understand how God operates with us. Then he says, he did not answer him by dreams, by Urim, nor by prophets. So there were no prophecies. Okay? But I want you to take note that the prophecy is not, prophets is not the only option there. Hello? The next verse. And then Saul unto his servant seek. Then Saul said Saul unto his servant, seek me a woman. Seek me a spiritualist. That had what? Familiar. I want to hear something. I want to hear something. This is one of the major reasons why people keep running around. When I heard somebody say that in his family, he's been chosen to be the rich person to handle the wealth of the family. So they have gone to, how do I even say it in English? English. I said, hey! And he claims he's a pastor. Be careful! Fabron or my bra. Oh, you could see a tuntum. Pesidia 5 count. You see where you are being led to. You see where you are being led to. Nafa snap count. By the time you realize you have mingled with some spirits, and now you don't know how to disentangle yourself. And now they start manipulating things. I hope you are getting my point. He says that had a familiar spirit. That I may go to her and inquire of her. Now it's not the Lord anymore. A familiar spirit. A person with a familiar spirit. And his servant said to him, behold, there is a woman that had a familiar spirit at Endor. See, the servants knew where I really want this guy. How do I get him? Let's go here. Let's go. The next verse. And Saul disguised himself and put on other raiment. And he went, and two men with him. And they came to the woman by night. And he said, I pray thee, divine. You see, that's the spirit of divination. Okay? Divine unto me by familiar spirit, and bring me him up, whom I shall name unto thee. The young lady in the book of Acts, what she was saying by the spirit of divination, was it true or not? Listen to me. Those spirits also can tell you what is there, but you have mingled with wrong spirits now. Your life will be infested. I don't know. So those who told you that, let's go to this man, he's sharp. Let's go to this woman, he's very sharp. And they gave you some powder to come and sprinkle in the food. As I'm preaching, I'm under the influence of the spirit. I'm telling you, things that sometimes people have swallowed, things they have rubbed on their face. In the name of Jesus. If you have had contact with anyone with such spirits that have brought the influence of the devil into your life, let that connection break in the name of Jesus. Let it break. Let it break. Because of time, when you go home, you can read the whole of the story, how it turned out. This woman was able to bring up Samuel. As someone said, was it really Samuel? I tell you, it wasn't Samuel. It wasn't Samuel. Who was he? The familiar spirit. That means the spirit is familiar with Samuel. So he can come as Samuel and you will be deceived. You are bewitched to think it is Samuel, but it's not Samuel. I hope you are getting the point. So, but when he did it, I got the visa. You will go and meet the spirits there. Oh my God. That is why many lives are spoiled. And you say, but he was a child of God. Most of the time, we don't know where people go. And the spirits they came in contact with, that they allowed into their lives. Please be careful. Be careful. And if there's any such contact tonight, let the covenant you had with them break in the name of Jesus Christ. I said, let it break in the name of Jesus Christ. I said, let it break in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Any bewitchment you are under, let it break in the name of Jesus. Anyone that came to you and because of that connection, you have been linked to any evil altar, let it break in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
All right. So, number three. Abadidi boko shoto. Lord, get the case. Ita da haya. Shati sakaya. Can you just imagine? They say, the pastors come to us for things to do, church. Have you heard some of those things before? And you wonder, he went to a certain place. I won't mention the name, to go and collect something. He wants help. Because he's desperate. Desperate. Desperation can make you do things. Then he said, when he brought the thing and buried it, they had to sacrifice to it. So it will start from smaller animals, bigger animals. Then it will now be demanding larger animals. So he said, he can come and everybody in the church, then there will be a dwarf on his stage saying, I'm hungry. I won't let you do church today. You didn't do the sacrifice. So at a point, he said, the spirit said that you are not able to offer what you have to offer, so we will collapse the church. Just imagine you went to such a church for prayers. You see what you have contacted? Say the man of God, he's very hot. He's very hot, very powerful. And he's sleeping with the choristers. He's which one hot? Which one is the hot? Where is the heat? The heat is in between his legs. Nonsense. Yeah, I'm serious. Is it? You see, you really don't want truth. That's why you say such a person is hot. I know people will come and speak stupid things and say, but even David slept with somebody's wife. You see, you are a fool. You see what they are using to deceive you and to bewitch you. Okay, tonight's own. Quickly, please, for just about 15 to 20 minutes, we are out of here. The third thing that can allow the devil to manipulate the child of God's life when it's not dealt with is ignorance of spiritual patterns. Ignorance of evil spiritual patterns. Ignorance of evil spiritual patterns. Evil spiritual patterns. Please remember, Paul said, we are not ignorant of the devil's devices. And the word of the Lord says in Hosea, he says, For the lack of knowledge, my people perish. Hallelujah. So the devil can capitalize on our ignorance to manipulate. Right? So we must be in the known. So the ignorance of evil spiritual patterns can allow the enemy that room to manipulate. If you think your granddad's poverty that jumped to your dad, you have escaped it because you belong to a church that does not believe in knowing evil spiritual patterns and fighting them with your status in Christ now. By the time you realize you've made billions, but you come back to square one because you didn't deal with that evil spiritual patterns. I hope you are here. Sometimes you'll be surprised. The person is bishop, but he's divorced twice. By the time you go and check, probably it's there. I hope you are getting the point. Anyway, now let's look into the scriptures more. Let's look at some case studies. For example, when you look at the firstborn son of Jacob, what was his name? Reuben. Yes. Did I hear somebody say Joshua? So in the case of Reuben, I personally believe that Reuben was not conscious or was ignorant of evil spiritual pattern that was running through the lineage. Now, let's begin to look at it. So when it got to his time, you see, what moved him to want to sleep with his father's concubine? He didn't see where the indiscipline came from. So much that he lost the birthright for the birthright to go to the one that is at the back. I hope you are following the thing. Let's start from Adam. So we see this pattern of the firstborns or the rightful heirs to the inheritance in the sense of, let's start it from Adam. We see how the younger was chosen above the elder. Who was the elder? Cain. Who was chosen? Abel. What did it lead to? Sibling rivalry. And one killed the other. So you see, right from there, you see how that the younger takes from the elder what is rightfully theirs. Okay? Now let's jump. Abraham's children. Who was the firstborn? Ishmael. Ishmael couldn't have it. Who did he go to? Isaac, right? Somebody say, oh yes, but Isaac was prophesied, it was prophesied that he was going to be the seed. Oh yes, but obviously, when you talk to Ishmael, he doesn't think that way. It is you that is for Isaac that is saying that. But when you talk to Ishmael, Ishmael is offended. Is somebody listening at all? Let's talk about Isaac's children. Who are they? Jacob and Esau. Because of that pattern, who got the blessing? Jacob. Are you following the thing? Now, let's go. Reuben was the eldest son. He messed up. He didn't know what was controlling him. Something will make you indisciplined for the thing to jump. Are you getting the point? Then it went to who? Joseph. You thought Joseph has escaped. Joseph's children, Ephraim and Manasseh. Jacob is going to bless and he crosses his hand. When he crossed his hand, Joseph said, Father, please, it's not so. This is the first one. I know. The firstborn will also become great, but the smaller one will. He changed their destinies. I don't know if you are seeing it. Now, you come even to the children of David, who are supposed to be king. Heir apparent. Amnon. Then it jumped. Solo. Whose mother was even... I hope you know the story. What pattern was that? You see, you can trace that coming. Okay, now, let's even go to pattern of dishonesty. When Abraham was moving with Sarah, he said, "This is my sister." Isaac said, "Rebecca still is my sister." You see? Not ready to stand up for. When it got to Isaac naming his children, Jacob, he cried there that dishonesty was given to him as a name, Jacob, supplanter. That he didn't see anything wrong in stealing. I know somebody wouldn't. Now let's look at pattern of same marital choice. The Bible describes Abraham's wife, Sarah. He said she was fair. She was fair to look upon. Genesis. Genesis 12, verse 14. Is somebody listening at all? See, the reason why you like certain kind of ladies. And when even the Lord is pointing you in a certain direction, you say, "Lord." People of God. And it came to pass that when Abraham was coming to Egypt, the Egyptians beheld the woman that she was very fair. Genesis 24, verse 16. Abibi bakata bagasas. Genesis 24, verse 16. And the damsel was very fair to look upon, a virgin. Neither had any man known her. And she went down to the well and filled her pitcher and came up. I hope you know the damsel we are talking about here. The damsel. When it got to the time of Jacob to choose a wife and went to Laban's house, Leah was there, but the Bible says Leah was not that beautiful. Do you know who his choice was? The damsel. Let's even look at the pattern of delay in their childbearing. Sarah, after the promise, she waited for 25 years before she could deliver. Rebecca waited for like 20 years. The Bible actually called Rebecca barren. Straight. Genesis 25, 21. What does it say? Genesis. Are you bringing it up for us? Okay. Genesis 25, 21. And Isaac entreated the Lord for his wife because she was barren. And the Lord was entreated of him. And Rebekah, his wife, conceived. So you see, the father's wife was barren. His wife, barren. When Jacob went to marry, and the wife, the lady of his choice was who? Rachel. Depending on the school you went, Rahel, Rachel, anyone. The Bible also says that the Lord had withheld childbearing from from Rachel. Huh? She too couldn't deliver. Genesis 30, 22 to 23. Tonight, probably this meeting was just for you. Ignorance of evil spiritual patterns. You sit down there and say that your dad didn't bob bra because he couldn't build a house. You will be shocked. You will, if you don't handle it, you will be shocked how you will get money but you can't build. You sit down and say, as for my dad and mom, they have been fighting. They have been fighting. They have been then deal with it spiritually. Deal. Else you will be surprised. I don't know. If my mother cried, I don't see how my mother is not submissive like that. How come my mother couldn't submit so that my father will live with you will see how you can submit. You have to now use your status in Christ and say, in the name of Jesus, this evil trend I have seen. Look at this. And God remembered Rachel and hearkened to her and opened her womb. Her womb was shut. Sometimes you can see very beautiful girls. Very beautiful girls. Nobody gets a stable marriage. And now you're a child of God. So, 2 Corinthians 5:17. If any man be in Christ, all things are past. You are explaining the confrontation away. You are explaining the confrontation away with just quoting a scripture from your lips. Use that scripture as a sword. Am I communicating? Because he says that there's taking, he says, take the sword of the spirit, which is the rhema of God. It's an armor. You see the way your dad didn't marry your mother, and your mother now have many children with different fathers. You take it, your grandfather did the same. There are some families, nobody becomes a pastor. You can hang around the altar. You understand what I'm trying to say? Like you are playing, oh, I love God. I love God. I'll do things for God. I'll say, but to become like a pastor, I know a man. When you take his mother's line, the person that tried to become a pastor died outside, attending Bible school. He died because war broke out in the place that he went to Bible school. The father's side. The people that tried to be priests were fetish. I hope you understand what I'm saying. Those that repented that served Christ never wanted to be like full-blown priests. No, they will be walking around the altar. They will do everything God, but becoming priest. So when you, in that family, when you say God has called me, the things that will battle you from this side, they want to kill you before you even manifest. From this side, if you don't become a fetish priest, then you can't become this one. You have to just play around the altar. I don't know if you are getting what I am saying. One man of God, he said, God has called me. But you see, his family was like that. One time he was talking to his dad. Then he said, he asked his dad, so why didn't you answer to the ministry? Do you know what his dad said? Should I tell you? Ask me. If you don't ask me, I'll tell. The dad said, because the conversation was in key. So the man of God asked the father, now the dad didn't wear this off. The papa said, me this off, I mean me. Also, this of all day. Oh, me. So you just imagine such spirit following you and you want to disuffle. If you are not careful, you will never mean. You know, this is a serious matter. You check your dad. Huh? You check your mom. You check the family line. You check the lineage. You read the. Say, hey, I deal with your man. Who said, Nama? Huh? Every lady in the family has to go through serious operation. Operation, then they will be losing so much blood. You say, oh, it's nothing. When you check all your mother's line, nobody has a correct marriage. Your mother, your uncles, everybody's marriages. No, nonsense. I'm not insulting, you know. I'm just bringing something to you. Look, you check it. Don't sit down there and I wish people know this early so that you can start handling it early with your stance in Christ. I know people that were powerful. You check their father, their lineage. Powerful. They even held power. When they were dying, they died drunkards. And now you have something. You think that is the end. You think, and you, the thing you have gotten, granted, is not even up to, you have not even crossed a decade of having something. And you are bragging. Your dad had more, and he died a drunkard. I think the message, I'll continue it next week. Yeah. Yeah. That thing that tell you, leave your husband's house. Leave your husband's house. It told your mother too. Your mother, it's the same voice spoke to your mother. I'm telling you, the same voice. Yeah. Pack and go. Pack, leave now. Pack, leave now. The fact is that don't become arrogant as a child of God and think what troubled your parents can trouble you. Be careful. You must rather take the stance. You check your lineage. Every male there has more than three mates. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Like every male there, and you think you will be surprised how it will knock on your door. And if you have not handled it, it will come. You say, oh, no, I'm standing strong. It may come at 45. It may come when you are not watching. Sometimes it's a certain sickness that kills them. Ha! Stand and say, in the name of Jesus, this evil spiritual pattern will not continue with me. In the name of Jesus Christ. Are you getting what I am saying? You know, one time I have too many stories to tell you. A certain guy, he wanted to go and do something in his in-law's house. So his in-law told him what he went to do in his in-law's house and how it ended him. Is that not a key? Yeah. Telling you don't go and do it. Like, the guy wanted to do something in his in-law's house. Then the in-law told him, when I went to do this in my in-law's house, this is what happened. Oh, okay. So you are blind. And if you are blind, you are deaf. You have to wake up and say, in the name of Jesus. You've seen how your mother has struggled. Mother struggled. And sometimes, let me say this. Maybe even your mother escaped it because your mother took a stand. But listen, sometimes have you seen you give birth and your daughter looks like the great grandmother, not you that gave birth to it. You sit down there and say, people of God, I tell you, at times I will stand up and I say, look, in the name of Jesus. So if you are married, you don't just handle yours, you handle your own and your wife's own. Yes. I want us to pray. Can we pray? Probably you've studied some evil trend. So, as far as our family, we don't have any evil trend. You know, we don't have any evil trend. You see. It's just that probably you are ignorant. Your ignorance is the trend.
Yes, you don't know.
Your ignorance is the trend. Yeah. Let me. Can I talk to you?
Talk to me.
We are going to pray. We are going to pray. Look, there are families. They are PhD. They come back to square one, zero, nothing. So there are some families having a doctorate is no news. But what to do with the doctorate is not there. Sometimes, do you know how daring this thing is even is? Sometimes we don't even know our families. We don't even know. So the ignorance of the evil spiritual parties, we don't even know the families we come from. But some of us are privileged to know. Because all my mother's sisters are the same. The same problems. My grandmother too. I know a certain family. Every nuclear of that extended have lost somebody. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? They die at a certain way. Most of them are mumpai. Any anum. Are you ready to pray? Are we online? Adiba dabaha kasata. Bolande kepish. Ake bahaya. I want you to pray. Just for a short time, we are out of here. All right? Thank you, Jesus. Bokakari atakes. You will be surprised. Isaiah. I don't understand why my mother gave birth to just one. If you don't handle it, by the time you realize, you are giving birth to half. What I mean is that the child you give birth, you will be surprised. Evil spiritual patterns. Sometimes you look through the phone, you don't see any male with any substantial thing in their hands. No, you don't see it. Sometimes you look through the family, nobody has traveled even to Togo before. Let alone to own a passport that has a visa. Look. Let's pray these prayers, then we are out of here, okay? I want to pray that every evil pattern in my lineage, which my life is repeating as I pray by the blood of Jesus, I disconnect from you by fire. Ooh, yes. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Sometimes you look and everybody desire to go higher in education, but they go and they hit, pah, and they come down. They go, they hit, pah, then they come down. Don't take it for granted. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Want to lift up our voice. Every evil pattern in my lineage, which my life is repeating, as I pray by the blood of Jesus, I disconnect from you by fire. In the name of the Lord Jesus, lift up your voice and pray that prayer. Come on. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Listen, sometimes the pattern is even kitewesi kakrebi ye. So nobody has abundance like kitewesi. Do you know kitewesi? I wim for kakrebi ye. Unya diobe dini diobe sha se de Bible kana no ada. You see this, so everybody is small in their spirit. They can't dream big. I hope you are here. Do you know there are some places your mom will stop you from fighting to be great? Huh?
And school, you grow, calling me, break, right? Do you understand?
We want to pray. We want to pray. Power of evil foundation. From my father's line.
From my father's line.
And my mother's line.
And my mother's line.
Power of evil foundations.
Power of evil foundations.
From my father's house.
From my father's house.
From my mother's house.
From my mother's
that
house.
That have been following me.
That has been following
since
me.
Since childhood.
Since childhood.
Your end is now.
Your end is
expire
now.
Expire by fire. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Power.
Power.
Of evil foundation.
Of evil foundation.
Of my father's house.
Of my father's
and
house.
Of my mother's house.
And of my mother's house.
That has been following
that
me.
That has been following
since
me.
Since childhood.
Since childhood.
Your end is now.
Your end is
expire
now.
Expire by fire.
By fire.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of
lift
Jesus.
Up your voice and pray. Lift up your voice. In the name of the Lord
Jesus.
Please take note of these prayer points. Pray them. Pray them on your own. I knew a lady. And the lady said, our family, we don't cross, the females don't cross this age. She mentioned a certain age. He said, I am getting to that age and I feel like I will die. She had gone for choir rehearsal. So when she was getting home, getting down from a taxi, her leg entered this trench they had dug there and she broke the leg. We went to the house to go and visit her. She was okay. But remember what she had said. The following week, broken leg. Do you die from broken? I didn't know that you can just die from broken leg. She was taken to the hospital. Said, she's dead. Is it that age? She was getting closer to that age and that fear. I hope you are getting what I'm trying to say. We want to pray. We are praying two more prayers, then we end. We are praying that every satanic covenant speaking against our lives from our family lines in any way. We pray right now, let them be destroyed.
Jesus name.
In the name of the Lord Jesus. Every satanic covenant. There was this man of God. He was having recurring problems. So his father in the Lord took interest. He said, what is all this? He started praying for him. Then a revelation came. Not knowing that when he was born, his grandmother was the one bathing him. And she collected the placenta and boiled it and ate.
Hey.
Oh, yes. And that was the root of. She ate it making confessions. People of God. What every satanic covenant speaking against my life, from my mother's line, from my father's line, in any way, let them be destroyed right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus, lift up your voice and pray. Every
Jesus Christ.
Don't pray. Any evil influence of darkness in any area of my life, let it be halted now. Let it be completely destroyed from my life now. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Sometimes, you'll be surprised that your desire to even go and sleep with a prostitute is because your lineage, they've been sleeping with a prostitute, but you don't know. Anyway, I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. You think David's problem of sleeping with Bathsheba was from him? Check Judah. Judah went to sleep with someone and left his staff and signet there. Judah. Do you know Judah? Judah, the actual son of Jacob. Check where the map is coming from. You are surprised Solomon has what? Check what? Check where it's coming from. It's a serious man. Let's say check where it's coming from. Judah could go and sleep with him. Do you know what Judah did? Judah, the lady disguised herself as a prostitute. And Judah went to sleep with a prostitute, thinking that was a prostitute. And the prostitute said, what would you give me? So, I didn't bring anything, but I'll send them to bring you a little goat. The prostitute said, the prostitute was actually his own daughter-in-law. Says, look, leave your puma with me, your staff, leave your signet, your authority ring, because he was an elder. Leave it with me. Then when you bring the goat, you come for it. And Judah could be bewitched to give it. So when they came, they said, the woman is not there. Say, where is she? Then the woman brought the case out. He said, they saw that the daughter-in-law was pregnant. So who are you pregnant for? Said, the man whose ring and this thing is. Then look at Judah, is there now, not knowing what to say. So have you seen why great-great-great-great-grandson becomes king? Desiring to sleep with others. Probably your dad has not told you his promiscuous history. Because, you know, the fathers, when they grow, they keep secrets. Your dad has not told you the kind of girls that he slept with growing up. Yes, because they said, when you need to be holy. And now, it is now that you are young that the thing is working in your blood. Hey. Lord, and sometimes you will never know and you think it is just lust. It's not just lust. It's not just lust. It's not just lust. Your great-great-great-great-great-grandfather slept with a he wanted to sleep with a prostitute. That thing is coming in the lineage. And it gets to him. He can't control himself. He will take somebody's wife and even go to the extent of killing the person. You think it's just David? And you think it will end? Solo comes. That's when he said, look, I want to make peace by marrying. He marries 700, right? With 300. It's 700 and 300. One of them is wives. One of them is concubines. A thousand member congregation. You see, so your desire for variety of women may not be you. Where is coming from now? It is when you turned 25 that you knew that your father had some other children in certain places. Look, if you are not careful, you better not mock your father. You must pray. By the time you realize, you have one in Bethlehem, you have one in... And you see the way we want to hide things. So when you have one here, you have hidden it. Your son will also now repeat it. Then he's going. Hey! Want to pray. Look, any evil influence happening in any area of our life, let it come to an end today by the power of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and pray. Redekopia to kiss rakapata to braseferiandaba rakapata da brasefasasasasa rikata to braseferandi rikata to patata rakabale brasava rakapata da brasefa rikata padi brasava of the Lord Jesus. Put your hand on your navel like this. Shout, I am born again. Therefore, by my authority in Christ Jesus. by virtue of my new status in Christ, by virtue of my new position in Christ, I speak forth that no evil manipulation from evil spiritual patterns can control my life. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I am not ignorant anymore. Therefore, I walk in the consciousness of my authority in Christ, disconnecting myself in every way. In the name of the Lord Jesus, when they show up, even disguised, I will be able to discern them, because I'm not ignorant anymore. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, shall my line, beginning from me, shall serve the Lord, shall walk free of evil spiritual patterns, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. I wish David could sit Solomon down and say, son, see, you will hear of mistakes I made. It was not me. When you check the lineage. So, son, be careful and make sure that you watch this and this and this. Probably Solomon wouldn't have entered into what he entered. But I think Solomon didn't quite listen to David, because when you read the book of Proverbs, it was David that taught him, my son, hear my instruction. My son, hear my this. My son. So you realize that there was instruction. What will kill man will kill man. I pray the day you will have children, you will sit down with your children and say, look, my son, this thing, it troubles this lineage. I have fought. Those of you that don't believe in Peter is walking with Jesus. Jesus said, Satan has desired to sift you as wheat, but I've prayed for you. He is walking with Jesus. Satan, he has desired to sift you as wheat. What's up, Peter? Satan, person, push out, but my bomb by ammo. Let's take prayer serious. And make sure you bait yourself in prayer. Fighting these things. And don't think praying once is enough. Well, go and continue. Hallelujah. God bless you for listening to today's message. If you want to give your heart to Christ, just say this short confession after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I believe in you. I believe you died, and on the third day, you were raised back to life, and you are alive. I confess with my mouth that Jesus, you are Lord. You are the Lord of my life, even from this day forth. Precious Spirit of God, help me to live for the Lord all the days of my life. God bless you. If you said that confession, you are a child of God. Make sure you are planted in a church that will raise you in the Word of God, so that you become a tree of righteousness that will bear fruit to the glory of God. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to The Shepherd's Voice with My Pastor Christian. We believe you have been refreshed by the Shepherd's Stream for a glorious living in Christ Jesus. You can get the messages of the man of God, Pastor Christian, on Facebook, Telegram, YouTube, Podcast, or Podcast Addict, all at My Pastor Christian or Shepherd's Stream Church. You may also call our helpline for the messages and the books of Pastor Christian, and for pure pastoral counsel and any other inquiry on 0540-953-017, 0540-953-017. We also have the pleasure to invite you to join us in our glorious celebration services this and every Sunday at the Fresh Oil Assembly, Kumasi City Church, KCC, Edum, right opposite the GRA building behind the Ajaba building. My Pastor Christian also comes your way with Shepherd Stream Prayer Session this and every Friday at 6:30 p.m. at the church premise at Edum. You can also join in the prayer session via Facebook Live at My Pastor Christian. Come, pray, and experience the glory of God. God bless you. Shalom, shalom.